Part 2. You will hear part of a radio program in which someone is talking about a competition for choirs or groups of singers. For questions 10 to 17, fill in the missing information. Listen very carefully, as you will hear the recording once only. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Kathy Lyle is competition manager for the Choir of the Year competition, and she's in the studio with me now. Hi, Kathy.
Hello there.
Is this something you get involved with annually, then?
Well, actually, it's a biennial competition. The first competition was in 1984, and they've been running every second year since then. There's actually four titles to be won. There's a title for each category, and we've got three categories.
Mm-hmm.
Youth choirs, where the majority of the members are aged 16 or below. Mixed voice choirs, whose members may have soprano, bass, tenor, any kind of voice. And then we've got the third category, which is a single voice category, either for men's or women's voices. Then we have the champion of champions. One choir out of the three will be Choir of the Year. The closing date is the 22nd of January, so there's still time to get an application in. You don't need to send in a tape or anything like that, just an application form. Get the form back to me, and provided the choir meets our requirements, being amateur is the main one, we'll give them an audition, a chance to show what they can do. In the audition period that runs from March to May, we go all over the country, and obviously our primary concern is finding top quality choral music.
Mm.
We'll be touring the country from March onwards, auditioning the choirs that have applied and whittling it down to 8 choirs in each category for the televised finals at the end of May. For anyone who's worried about TV coverage, that only comes in from the semi-final stage of the competition onwards. All that happens is the choirs go out and do their stuff, and the cameramen move silently and smoothly around them, getting the best shots. And really, it adds a little to the occasion, but it doesn't tend to put people off. In fact, it usually helps them perform better. As for prizes, each of the category-winning choirs will receive a very nice, specially made music stand. So, every time they look at the conductor in future, they'll be reminded of their success in the competition. In addition to that, the overall winner will receive a further £1,000 with which to buy new equipment for the choir. So, there's quite a lot to sing for, and something new for the choir in the future as well.
Oh, Kathy, it all sounds really exciting. Now, if anyone out there sings in a choir and would like to find out more...
That is the end of part 2.